The governor's budget includes around $190 million new dollars for K-12 schools, but Crothersville Democratic Representative Terry Gooden says that's not enough.
Our public schools are the number one economic development tool in our state. So if that's the case, then we need to fund those economic development tools properly. 1% is probably not going to do that.
Gooden says school funding must include a discussion of the best way to target more money at improving education. Pence aims to do that by creating a performance-based model for the school funding increase in the second year of his budget. Budget Director Chris Adkins says schools would receive money based on three metrics: their school letter grade, graduation rate, and percentage of students passing the state's third grade reading assessment.
We believe this performance-based funding, the $64 million in fiscal year 15, could provide incentives to our schools to provide more high-quality options for our children.
Gooden says performance-based funding isn't necessarily a bad idea, but adds he wants to learn more about the details before evaluating Pence's proposal. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.